Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You getting snow yet?
Well, we're indoors in a windowless room, Nancy.
No, but I'm looking at it. We have outdoor cameras. So.
That is true. I forgot about that yesterday.
Johnny L will be on the spot there and look out that window and let us know. As the morning goes, from what we understand out in central Pennsylvania, it has begun falling, according to WNEP, and it is moving eastward. So the winter weather advisory goes on until 6 o'clock this evening. The snow develops this morning, accumulating 2 to 5 inches in the Valley cities. We are looking at up to 8 inches possible in the Poconos. So how about that?
Canceling my Stroudsburg trip as we speak. I'm not going to go through that hell.
You know, the more this thing holds off, though, and goes a little later in the morning, obviously the better for those of you with a morning commute. So Snedeker's, many of you may have been traveling earlier to beat it like I did.
Snedeker says a lot of things that are like, it's no big deal. It's just no. One thing he kept saying yesterday, which I think may time out right, which is it's like the perfect commuter storm where it may start a little bit later so you can leave a little early and then you'll work and then it should be done by the time you're ready to leave in the afternoon.
Yeah, let's hope
if the timing works out, he's right. It's a weird thing to plan. Most people just go.
I am seeing that WNEP was saying this thing should wrap up by, like you said, 3-4 o'clock. I guess noon out in the central Pennsylvania area is moving this way. So they're getting it earlier and it'll leave there around noon for us. It'll be around 3-4 o'clock this afternoon. So let's hope it holds off. But you guys can help us out by texting us where it's snowing, and what your location is. And that would be great. Do it when it's safe to do so. A lot of schools, though,
I was going to say,
have opted to close. We do have a link if you go to WILKNewsRadio.com and you can see the Storm Tracker 16 link. A lot of schools are closed or they have this. Now, a few are on 2-hour delay, but I think
they're the cautious bunch.
They'll probably be closing. We don't know for sure, but a lot of them decided to close or go to virtual learning because of the fact this is going to be hitting.
One of the things I first fell in love with when it came to radio was listening to snow closings. And I thought that it sounds like the greatest job ever. You just get to tell everyone. I was a kid.
What a joy.
To tell all these kids they don't have to go to school. I got a boring phone call, but a phone call 5:43 p.m. last night. Mm-hmm. Hello. Due to inclement weather, we're going to close.
Yeah,
and, and my kids are like, and they're running around. My wife's like, I don't want another day with them.
Yeah. It's so funny because obviously doing this for many, many years, as you have as well.
Yeah.
I remember the joy of reading all the snow closings, and it would be really bad on really, really bad days because we would be better off saying, tell us if your school is open, because it would take us a full 10 minutes to get through the list. So things have changed. Technology has changed. Many of you get a call now they do still do so through WNEP. And we have that linked on our Storm Tracker 16 forecast as well.
You run news departments, so you have probably a much different answer than some people. I was talking about this yesterday. When I first got into radio, we were a little more silly. We would prank each other because the way it would work is they'd bring in the cards and people would read the school
right,
closings.
Right, the closings.
And if you had a long list, I found, and someone taught me this, it wasn't my idea, throw in a fake one every once in a while to throw off the anchor. Did you ever see this? How quick would I have been fired to put something in there like this? Chick's egg service. Okay. No laying today.
Yeah, that would not be
done. Go to the store. Not here.
In fact, no, never.
It was hilarious where I was.
The point is, you want people to trust you.
I understand.
And if you're listening and you know there's a false thing in there, you're going to say, how can I take these people seriously? We actually had a situation.
Oh, no.
Not us.
Okay.
But in the market where a television station thought that all of the delays and cancellations were being stolen from the crawl that was on their screen. So they put a fake one in and saw it pop up other station.
Now,
so they did it to show and prove, I guess, that this other station was stealing.
That's
their
like investigative
stuff.
Journalism, though. It's not so much a lie, right?
Well, I guess it's just. And what are you going to do? You're not going to go on the air and go, oh, this other station did it. But in the media, it went like wildfire. Like, oh, they were stealing stuff.
And I was fairly certain, by the way, you would look at me and go, no, that's not professional. I get that. Different day, different time. But yeah, that's funny, though.
No. Yeah. So you really want people to trust you.
That.
But at one time it was we used to write them down. So
I remember they had codes.
I would be in the newsroom. Someone would call and they'd have to give you the code. We had a code book.
Right.
And the school had a code. And that's the only way. When they'd say something was happening, we would say, what is your code? And that's the way they do it so that not just anybody could call up and call school off. And then we would write it down. And then the funny thing was, we used to write them on slips of paper. After a while, we started writing them on slips of paper. And then we'd be like, oh, we should be doing these in alphabetical order. So you'd be standing there with this pile of slips and trying to find them all. And then when we got a DOS program.
Oh, it was like heaven.
Oh,
right?
My gosh. It was like the craziest. So the code was there. So we just typed in the code and boom, we could do it by county. We could do it by, you know, alphabetical order. And it was fabulous. There was,
I remember the fun and the chaos when I was in Jersey. I don't know how widespread it got, but every school, every year they had a different code word for the principals.
Okay.
And I think one year it was like pineapple. But I guess someone got it, so started using it and calling in. And like, I guess that's when they gave every school a different code.
You had to have your own code.
Yeah, we didn't do that the one year. All of a sudden, it's like...
That could be a problem.
Hi, I'm really the principal.
I'd like to cancel today.
Let's play Apple. School? School's canceled for the rest of the year.
Look, it used to be a huge tune-in, obviously, and news information station.
Right.
That would be the big deal. But let's be honest, for those of us working it, it was a big pain in the butt.
Yeah,
it really was. And for those of you who didn't go to school or have kids in school, it'd be like, oh, here we go. We would read it at the top of the hour and it would go, I'm not kidding, 5 minutes.
Oh, that's all.
At least. And then, you know, by the time you get the spots in and you try to do other news and then you come back on and you do it again at the bottom of the hour. And it was like, oh. Yeah.
But I was in Harrisburg and in Jersey because we covered such a big area. Like the list, we'd start it. It would be 15, 20 minutes.
Crazy.
You'd finish it up.
Horrible.
And you'd go, I need to take a break. And then we'd take a break and come right back and do it again.
Yeah.
And that was the highest ratings we ever had.
Know, right?
It was wild back then.
It was like everybody tuned in for that.
But I don't know if it's going to be like that today because I think a lot of people have information. If anything, I think right now the good thing is we can relay information real time as it's happening. I said this yesterday in kind of what you started with, which is, you know, and I joked like we are in a windowless room, but we have so many ways to connect with listeners. And as you're out there, you can let us know when it's safe. Where are you? Is it snowing? How are the road conditions? If you see accidents, you can call our tip line. You know, there's a lot of things that we can do and kind of messages.
You now
we can
have these apps and ability to check on road conditions.
Real-time
so
stuff,
back
it's great.
In the day, news talk information, this would be important. The only place to tune in for the latest road conditions. We actually had a traffic reporter who would go out in the weather and drive around and stuff. So you'd have a traffic reporter. You'd have us reading all the school delays. We'd have, you know, the weather reports called in. I mean, it would be very busy, all hands on deck. And like you said, it would be your biggest ratings ever.
Ever.
Yeah, ever. But I'm so glad that we now have the technology where you can get the information. Back then, you also didn't have a lot of schools ahead of time. The day before, it was almost unheard of to start canceling things. You really would never see that. It would only happen once in a great while. It was always more of a morning thing. Someone says, what's this? If the storm stalls over us like Agnes, we'd be seeing 12 to 18. Yeah, I don't think that's happening. In fact, what I saw on the forecast last night, Kurt Aaron was saying it was moving a bit faster than was expected.
Snedeker actually added something new that I hadn't heard yet this morning. He said he's still hopeful that we're going to be able to sweep away the snow versus shovel the snow. And he says it's going to be close, probably going to be shovel, but he's like, the line is going to be close for a lot of people.
It is.
That gives me some hope as well.
A few things to let you know because of the weather that is coming. PennDOT has a tier 1 restriction in place. Most people know it doesn't really affect you so much unless you're towing a trailer. Don't do that. Also, no recreational vehicles or motorhomes, but it has a lot to do with tractor trailers. And those folks know exactly what those tier restrictions are. So that is going on for Interstate 81 from I-78 to the New York border. So a pretty large swath. Also, all of Interstate 84 and also Interstate 80 from 173. That's the exit in Lamar to the New Jersey border. The Pennsylvania Turnpike Northeast Extension, I-476 from the Lehigh Valley exit, which is exit 56, all the way up to Clark Summit's exit, the last one north there, exit 131. So those are the tier 1 restrictions. There is a tier 3 restriction, Interstate 380 for the entire length. And in that one, that's no commercial vehicles permitted except loaded single trailers with chains or approved alternate traction devices. So a bit higher than the other tier 1 because the Poconos expected to get more of this than the rest of Northeast PA. Anywhere up to 8 inches possible in the Poconos. College sports. Craziness. We all saw it with Lane Kiffin and the whole LSU Ole Miss saga yesterday. If you are on social media, especially on Twitter X, this thing was wild. We're talking about the person who looks like the leading candidate for the Penn State football coaching job. And he is BYU coach Kelani Sitake. Now, some people were going, who?
I think most people were going, who?
This guy. When I first heard about some rumors about him, this was like a couple of days ago, I thought, I'm going to look into this guy. I remember seeing him on the sidelines, like popping around watching games. And he's a great, looks like a great coach and a great human being. And he is beloved at BYU.
Yeah.
So news came out yesterday that Pat Kraft, this is just the news and that is, you know, coming out that he may have flown there Sunday night and had a handshake verbal agreement with Kelani Sitake to come to Penn State and bring with him, I guess, their defensive coordinator, who is fantastic. And they were talking about a lot more money for him. People were shocked when they found out he's making $3 million a year for how well he's done with this program. And the word is that he may have been offered $11 million a year for 6 years. That's huge.
For Penn State.
To go to Penn State.
Yeah, okay.
Now, other word from sources was that the athletic director at BYU didn't want to go for any kind of match or anything, but this went above him to the board because the board was like, no, we've got to keep him.
It's very the LSU of them to say it's going above the people in charge, right?
So wild. So what's really wild about it is the Crumble Cookie CEO gets involved. There was so much outpouring of love. What was interesting was the love and the fear from the fans at BYU about him leaving, opposed to the confusion and the questions from PSU fans about, right, is this the guy we want? What does he know about football players in the eastern part of the U.S. and da 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 da. Crumble Cookie CEO is a donor for BYU.
Mm-hmm.
and posts something on Twitter. Some people are not replaceable. Sounds like it is time for me to get off the sidelines and get to work. And that, like, people started to go, what? Is he going to start throwing money in? Now,
all the cookies you want to stay.
Nothing at all is official here.
No.
Here's the word. The word is they have come up with a counter offer. Not quite the amount of Penn State, but enough that it would help his staff. He wanted his staff to get more money.
Yeah.
And that he was going to sleep on it overnight. So we will find out perhaps today what is happening here, or who knows. However, the one thing that money can't buy for Kalani Sitake is getting into the college football playoffs where he's at.
Yeah.
They are great. I think they're 11-1 in this season, and it looks like they won't make it into the playoffs.
Because everyone's saying they'd have to be perfect for even
to
have consideration.
To be even considered. So he can have all the money in the world. He can be beloved. He can have great success there at that program, but can he ever get any higher there? So that is a consideration. Supposedly he's sleeping on it. The other rumor today, sources say there is a flight from Penn State State College to Columbus, Ohio. Speculation is, could Brian Hartline be getting a deal or an interview or what? Who knows? But there's also, Kentucky hasn't announced yet, have they?
No, they just fired their coach. Every time a coach gets fired,
it's like the pool shrinks and there's, it's crazy.
By the way, I'm so happy that there are people still trying to use Photoshop instead of AI, because I saw some really bad Photoshops of Brian Hartline in Kentucky gear. And I was like, oh, that's not real. I could tell because you're not as good as AI. Yeah, look, every time a coach gets fired, different names pop up. This Kalani Sitake stuff, I speak for most people who aren't going to pretend they knew this guy. Mm-hmm. I didn't know who this guy was. When I first saw him, I'm like, who? So I said, I did what you did, and I watched. We have some clips if we want to play him later. It's a pretty fascinating guy. Mm-hmm. Pretty fascinating guy. He's Tongan.
He would be a great get. And the one thing people say, of course, the negative is he doesn't have that connection to this area of, you know, recruiting. But people say in today's NIL, you don't necessarily have to have that. Who knows?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We were talking just before the break about Penn State's football coaching search. There's a lot of frustration from fans. A lot of people very unhappy to know that we have had the most time to find a coach, and yet we still don't have a coach. And other teams that just had an opening have a coach. Case in point, Kentucky.
Right.
Will Stein, right? He's got a deal. This Bob Chesney, which he was being talked about for Penn State, seems to be ready to go with UCLA. So there are questions about what is Penn State waiting for? We've got signing day. Isn't that Wednesday through Friday? And people are saying, wouldn't it be good to have someone in place so that players and others would know what the future is? And I get that. On the other hand, there may be some very good candidates who are still in playoffs.
Are they hiding? Where are they?
Well, they're in playoffs. So the number one person that Penn State has and supposedly made an offer to is the BYU coach, Kelani Sitake. And what might have seemed like, I mean, it was kept under wraps for a very long time. Supposedly, they'd been talking for a month now. And the reason why it was kept under wraps seems pretty obvious now. He is so beloved there. There is a fight right now going on for them to gather the money and make a counter offer to keep him at BYU. And they have a game, don't they have a playoff game coming up against Texas Tech on Saturday?
Yeah, there was some talk if they announced that he's going to be the new coach, that he might not even coach in this game. Right. And maybe that's why they were trying to keep it under wraps, like let him get through this.
Well, that was the word. Supposedly, yeah. The plan at first was let him get through the game and announce it on Sunday. Now, something happened in between, whether it was the news getting out, and then he felt he had to discuss this. But the one thing, again, is supposedly there's a counter proposal. It's not exactly the amount of money that Penn State is offering. They got a lot more than what he was only making $3 million, which seems like crazy in this day and age.
Right.
For the success. And if he's that beloved, I mean, I got to be honest with you. If I'm him, I'm kind of ticked off because you're paying me $3 million all this time. And until I say I want to go, now all of a sudden you can come up with the money. And the one thing that they can't do there is, you know, they're having a very hard time ever getting now into this college football playoff bracket because they are 11-1, but they don't have the schedule that you will have. So Penn State is an upgrade in terms of, I think, facilities, money, obviously.
Yeah.
And obviously the ability to go to that next level. If he wants to stay at BYU and just be beloved and if he's happy and if he's making enough money, that may be enough. Or he may say, I want to get to that next level. And maybe he'll never be able to get there at BYU. So supposedly there's a counter offer and he is sleeping on it. But
yes, he is.
There's one thing. Frustration from fans about this coach search taking so long.
A couple things. He played for BYU. He's gone on record saying this is his dream job. He loves it there. I was curious about one aspect. It's the same search I do when someone becomes coach of Notre Dame. I search, are they Catholic? In this case, I just searched, is he Mormon? He is a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Yes, he is.
I have friends from the Mormon religion that I met on the West Coast, and family and closeness and connection, it's super important.
Right.
You can make fun of them all you want, Broadway shows. They have a connection to their community more than any. So I think that could be a big reason he may just stay because he's with his people who get him and he can motivate. And that's so important.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if that becomes a factor.
This has been a discussion and people said there are a number of Mormon churches in the state college
area. I'm not saying they wouldn't, but
Right. I understand that. I just think what it'll come down to is was it always a leverage play to get more money or is it that he wants to get to that next level? You know what it's like in a career. He may have dreams of being a coach in a bigger place, and he will never probably be able, maybe he would, be able to get there from there. Like, you know, but at some point you'd have to go. And he already had discussions supposedly about who he may take with him.
It's interesting. It'd be interesting to watch. He has a fascinating personality. He seems like he's a great coach. People seem to rave about him.
Oh, they love him. They don't want to let him go.
Will it all happen or is it just a ploy for money?
Right.
I wouldn't blame him either way.
I mentioned this study that's out and our social media use as well. What is the right age for your child to use a smartphone or to get a smartphone?
This is a conversation, by the way, it's like a bullseye in my life right now. My daughter is 9.
Right. Does she have a smartphone?
She borrows my wife's constantly.
All right.
So kind of, but not her own.
All right. So the study was published in the journal Pediatrics. And when it comes to a number, it looks like the age of 12. You should not have a phone before the age of 12. They find that kids who had a smartphone by that age were at higher risk of depression, obesity, and insufficient sleep than those who did not yet have one. What they did was they looked at data from more than 10,000 children in the Adolescent Brain Cognitive Development Study, the largest long-term look at children's brain development in the United States today. This is in the New York Times today.
That's scary stuff.
Yes. Yeah. So the younger that they are under the age of 12, when they got their first smartphone, the greater their risk of obesity and poor sleep. They also said the subset of kids who hadn't received one by the age of 12 and found that a year later, those who had acquired one had more harmful mental health symptoms and worse sleep than those who hadn't. So they say when you give your kid a phone, you need to think of it as something that is significant for their health. And you have to behave accordingly. So I guess what that would mean is you have to be very careful if they do get one, that they're not on there too much, or where are they going? That's a question.
Like it's an entire generation. My son is 13. When he was a baby, we were like, we're not going to give him devices, but sometimes the devices calm them down when nothing else will. And it's interesting. What worries me is this. As an adult, you know this. How many times have you done this where you're like, maybe it's not social media, maybe it's a news site. You check something and then it's nothing there and you close it. And then a minute later, you grab your phone and open the exact same site.
Okay. It's addictive.
And you notice that and go, oh my God, I can't believe I just did that. And I think the reason adults do that is because we remember what it's like before this. Like, I can't believe I'm doing this. This thing is messing my brain up. Kids don't have any point of reference as to like what life can be like without it.
All right. So
that's all they know. Like I'll tell you, my kids have no patience. My daughter's worse. Mm-hmm. You know, anything more than like 2 minutes is too long for her to keep her attention. I don't know how to fight that.
And one of the things they do say, and this is for any kid living under your roof, and I'm going to say kid because, you know, not your grown adult children, but getting phones out of the bedroom overnight, critically important, mitigating some of the negative health effects. Get the phones out of the bedroom overnight. And again, most of the kids in the study got a phone by the age of 11. That's like the median age.
Yeah, my kids had friends. Like it was always one kid. Well, so-and-so has a phone, or two kids do. And they were like in second grade, 7-year-olds. It's like, what? And the parents would justify it. I can't find them to say they wanted to be able to reach the kid if the kid ever had a problem.
It's a mom and dad problem as opposed to a kid problem.
Well, yeah, the kids aren't buying them themselves. I always feel like this song is like inside the head of somebody who doesn't know how chaotic Christmas shopping is. Like, hey, I'm going to go buy gifts for people I love. And it's like, like they're so jolly.
It's like
and
too much. Yeah. It's,
how are you?
Right,
I'm great. How are you? Merry Christmas.
A lot of things going on, right?
Ding-a-ling-ling-ling.
It's very frenetic.
Yeah. I don't like anybody who says ding-a-ling-ling-ling. It's just too much for me.
All right. It is snowing in Northeast Pennsylvania. Reports are snow in Nanticoke, Mountaintop, Pittston, near the nuke plant there in Berwick. So let us know if it's snowing where you're at. And let us know where you're at. We can pass that along. A lot of schools, though, are closed or virtual for the day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.